Well, ladies and those who rise above, it has officially been 18 days since the quote-unquote death of Dissentra. I will be reporting live from the funeral and the disappearance of Synchro. And despite the, frankly, excessive amount of coverage on Dissentra's death from the local news stations and the government itself, I'm trying to keep things straight, but every news and internet outlet has some different story about what's going on. Now, this might just be me, but has anyone else noticed that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you could not do anything without seeing Dissentra's name? It's only been a day, and they're not telling us anything. Some kind of conspiracy. Not that what I say is a conspiracy, but someone else posting a conspiracy about it. But it's on the news, the government. Hello, and I am back with the latest updates. You could not do anything without hearing someone talking about Dissentra. And now, nothing. I mean, it's like her name has been scrubbed from the universe. Does no one else find this a little suspicious?
I just gotta listen to a podcast, at least. I have the decency to wear headphones. Oh, my head. No. You get the fuck away from me. Oh, what the fuck? What? What? No, I'm not gonna sit down. Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna sit back down. Ah. What? What the hell? God, just before you attack me, just give me a second so the room stops spinning. Jesus, have there always been three of you? I could have sworn they were just the one. I might be in hell. All right, Spandex, so, what are we working with here? Is this, some kind of really elaborately dressed up prison cell, a simulator to look like a living room, or did you just hijack somebody's house that we're both crashing here now? Either way, if you could just give me like a second to reset and then we can get on with our usual witty banter as soon as I can think of something witty. What? What? Okay, like poisoned water? Oh, okay, all right, I'm okay. Yeah. I think I'm confused. What? No, you just I've had dreams like this before. I didn't think I'd actually be waking up to you, passing me a drink. No, never mind. I don't know what I'm saying. Water. Drinking water given to me by Synchro. That sounds like a good idea. Okay. All right, fine. No, I'm fine. Just everything hurts. Oh, forgot about that rib. You remember you have ribs? I wish I didn't. Okay. Kind of rude to kick a horse while she's down, but I'm gonna... What?
Oh, fuck. Speak slower. No.
Really? No, that doesn't sound like me. That doesn't... I came here.
Yeah, that really doesn't sound like me.
Okay, priority checklist. You're not gonna, you know, come at me?
No, it's just, what?
God, no, it's just usually whenever your hand gets this close to me, it's usually balled up in a fist, so this is new.
Two fingers. Final answer. Did I get it right?
Oh, cool. Okay. So you're not...
Head. Why am I saying this? I'm fine, fighting fit.
Okay. Where am I?
No, I don't remember anything. I'm trying. I'm really trying. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you could say it's coming back.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Well, I mean, a lot of it's fuzzy for obvious reasons, but yeah, the demonstration, the demonstration.
God. Don't make me say it, please.
Well, okay, you might have been maybe a little partially, completely right about your warnings. It was a whole setup. 1 minute I'm up on a podium, standing in the back while they discuss PowerPoints and share hors d'oeuvres, and then... suddenly alarms started going off. Some of the tanks started exploding. Parts of the building started shaking. And now that I think about it, everyone in that room seemed... very well equipped on finding the emergency exits, while I was tasked with handling the equipment. Well, so much for workplace loyalty, I guess. Wow, they really tried to kill me. I don't know what's worse. The fact that they did it or the fact that you told me they would. Really? Because I just woke up after 3 days of being comatose on my archenemy's couch after having a building fall on my head. So if you know how to make this even worse, I'd be really impressed, Spandex. God. This isn't a bomb that looks like a phone, right? Oh, do not give me that look. We both know that you would. Alright, just give me. Latest news. Devastation at Expo. Cleanup crews working diligently. Millions mourn the loss of... Oh. That's a really lavish funeral. They used lilies. Fucking hate lilies. Well, I bet you had a good time with this. Got to stand front row and gloat over my closed casket.
Really?
Not even a little gloating? Oof. Damn, I'm sorry. That sounds rough. Well, could be worse. Could be dead. huh. No, this is good. This is probably for the best after all of that. Oh, me? Yeah. No, I'm great, just in a world of pain after having everyone that I know and trust turn on me in an instant. I am coping. Yeah, definitely shock. In the midst of this, I have apparently been, well, I guess this is as good a chance as any to say thank you for, letting me in and not letting me die on your front step, which... Still a little confused why you didn't. I mean, I probably wouldn't have either, but I mean, you might have, based on our previous interactions. Why did you take me in? Okay, guess that's a good enough reason for now. What did I say? I know. Spandex, my brain is half melted Swiss cheese right now. Oh. Wow. Jesus, I said that. Okay. I guess it's not wrong. I mean, I don't really know where else to go. I mean, every safe house that I know of is closely monitored, and every place that I would go, certain people already know about. There's not really anywhere that I could hide. And you did come to me before all of this happened, and you tried to warn me, and I didn't listen. I'm sorry that I didn't take your warnings more seriously. I don't know if that would have changed my decisions or if that would have altered anything that happened, but I thank you. I don't really know what else to say than thank you. It's fine. Still in a bit of pain, but it'll pass eventually. I can take a hit, but I'm definitely not indestructible. You know, despite all the superpowers I do possess, instant healing and regeneration was not one of them. What? I think trust is a very strong word. I guess I owe you one, sure. We'll go with that. What are you trying to do?
Left side.
It's on the lower half of my ribs.
That feels a lot better. How long have you been able to do that?
Okay, you have some secret mending ability, and you rob banks? No, I didn't know you could do that. I just thought you had some freakishly high metabolism for healing, whatever it's called. You could do that this whole time. God, no wonder you get bouncing back every week. God. Yeah, I'm a little pissed. Grateful, but... Jesus, now you... You know, I don't feel so bad anymore. You were cheating. Yeah, I... You have healing power. Okay, it's not that refined, but general healing power. That's cheating.
Yeah, it was kind of endless government funding, but that's not...
Well, not anymore. Yeah, sure, we'll call it a tie.
Oh my god.
Oh, no, I'm doing great. I mean, I'm dead. Government's trying to erase me from history. You apparently have secret powers I didn't know about, and... All the while, I am still in the same clothes from 3 days ago, so I am feeling swell.
A shower would be amazing. And then maybe after the shower, we can kind of discuss what we're gonna do with this.
I mean, if you listen to the articles, technically it was lost in the demolition of the building, but, might have snuck it in my pocket before the whole disaster broke loose. Yeah, this was all the mezzanite they had in the facility. I'm sure that's what the cleanup crews are secretly looking for as we speak, but they're not gonna find it. Oh, well, I guess you could say I learned from the best. Annoyingly best, but still best. I might be a superhero, but that doesn't mean I can't have sticky fingers when necessary. But yeah, first shower, and then we'll deal with whatever this is. And I'm gonna assume that ever since the first day you told me about this, you've been concocting some kind of plan? Just a hunch. No, you do not need to worry about that. No, cross my heart. I mean, I've been suspicious of them for a while, but, the multiple knives in my back are going to keep my priorities pretty goddamn straight from now on.
But we can focus on that later. I mean, hey, I'm dead, so, sounds like we've got all the time in the world, Spandex.
But I was not speaking lightly about that shower. I desperately need one.
Okay, rude. You try being in a coma, see how you like it.